24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them to be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle is, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help you develop the awareness and consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money, and to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would also like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. So keep up the good works, folks. If we keep on listening, you keep listening and sharing and subscribing, and we'll rise together to greater heights. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com, and I'd love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends in a comment or a question will receive a free audio download of The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. You can also schedule a free Millionaire Mentorship consultation where I will help you do you. I'd like to open with an inspirational story. And this is a story about change. A man was coming down the road one day and he saw a fellow sitting on a rocking chair on the porch and a dog sitting beside him. And the dog was whimpering, clearly in pain. And so the stranger asked the fellow in the rocking chair, he said, "What's wrong with the dog?" He said, "The dog is sitting on a nail." Well, the fellow looked and he said, "Wow, he's sitting on that nail. Why didn't he get off the nail?" And the fellow in the rocking chair said, "Well, it doesn't hurt badly enough yet." And so this can be, you might say, a stimulus for change. Sometimes in life, it takes pain to get your attention so that you can make a change to create the life that you desire. Today, our theme is follow your dreams. And I picked that theme because our guest today is a lady who has a dream and who has spent her life pursuing it. Our quote for today is, follow your dreams, believe in yourself, and don't give up. I'll repeat that. Follow your dreams, believe in yourself, and don't give up. Folks, I tell you, I'm excited because our guest today is celebrity talk show host, Valder Beebe. Valder has been a pioneer and an influencer in the area of positive, inspirational talk radio. Her program, The Valder Beebe Show, has been a true trailblazer in the area of self-improvement, spirituality, and trending hot topics. She has interviewed national and international celebrities, including Dr. Phil, CeCe Winans, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Patti LaBelle, and yours truly. Valder has also interviewed guests from other networks, including the Food Network, the Discovery Network, Lifetime, Hulu, Netflix, and many other stars and influencers. In addition to being a talk show host, Valder and her husband produce other shows focusing on health, enlightenment, achievement, and spirituality, including her hugely popular podcast. Valder and her husband operate in the Dallas, Texas area, and her programs are carried on 89.9 FM and other FM, radio, internet, and mobile platforms. So let me introduce, welcome to my friend Valder Beebe. Welcome to the Millionaire Mentorship Show.
Dr. Herbert Harris, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, Valder, you are, I guess I'll call it a Renaissance lady. You do so many things. I was going over some of your media material, and I mean, you've been a producer, you've been a host. You and your husband really have literally a production operation going down there in Texas.
That is, we do, and that's what we do.
You know, you interviewed me many years ago, and I remember you ended the program with a powerful question, what do you know for sure? And that always stuck with me because it made me think, how'd you come up with that phrase?
It's a question that I always ask myself, especially when I have a project or I'm praying for something or something like that. I always ask myself, what do you know for sure? And for me, that give God room to work, because he will download, just like any computer, he will download the truth for you and you'll know for sure what you know. I think, and you've heard that because people say it this way, I know what I know what I know because I know it. And it's the same thing. What do you know for sure? What do you know to be true in your heart?
Wow. Well, I tell you, that always stuck with me. So I salute you for that. Great phrase, great thought. When I speak with, you know, successful people, I'm always curious about how they started out in life, you know, before they were great. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your childhood, where you grew up, and some of the early influences in your life.
Okay. Well, that's a long ways back, Dr. Harris. I grew up in a military family. My parents are from New Orleans, Louisiana, or from the country in Louisiana, and migrated to the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. My dad was in the military, so we lived a lot of different places over time. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that because I can go anywhere. I can be with anybody, and I can have a good time. I never feel left out. People in the room don't have to talk like me, walk like me, or look like me. That came from my parents taking me so many places and going to so many schools. The influences in my life were, I'll say my mom, that's really the greatest influence, because by my dad being in the military, he was always off on training and maneuvers. He really was a working father who was away from home, and that left us at home with my mom. And my mom was the biggest influence just by being my mom. I don't know if it was by design from her, but she was my biggest influence. She influenced us with love and discipline and understanding and who we were. You know, she would have this little saying that in this house, every day is Black history because we're Black people.
Wow.
And when we were little, we thought she was crazy. But as we've grown up, we now understand what she says. I have a great sense of who I am. I have a great sense of what I want to do in the world. And I have a great love for God. And I owe that all to my mom.
That is so powerful. And I like to ask that question because so many times we'll have parents who listen to the program. And a little tip like that, just the importance of a parent, a mom or a dad, really communicating and sort of creating that framework that a child grows up in. That is so important. Great, great. Man, I take my hat off to your mom. She did a great job. And your dad.
Thank you. I know. We missed our dad a lot. We didn't spend a lot of time with him. Like I said, he was always off. And my mother really was the one who managed our household and managed. But she did a great job.
Absolutely. Well, when did you first realize you wanted to go into broadcasting? Was that something you always wanted to do, or did you have another career first?
Yeah, I had another career first. This is God's job that was a part of, I call it a part of my destiny. I came from the high-tech sector. I worked in computer and either analytics or operations all of my life. That's what I had did. But I got a late start in life, Dr. Harris. I had a very good life. I didn't get my first job until I was 22. I don't think I started driving until I was like 28 or something. I was a late bloomer because I didn't need to bloom early. And so I went to college. I went to a business college. I went into computer operations. That's where I mainly spent my time. Then I got married, and getting married to the man of my dreams that I'm currently married to, this just evolved. Being in radio, this is something that evolved. And when I say evolved, I started writing book reviews, and I started for the local papers. I love books. I love to read. That's something my parents instilled in me because I'm a child of the bookmobile. Mm. And so I carried that into adulthood, loving to read. And I was saying, I know people want to read these great books, and they may not talk about them because, you know, we always talk about the bestseller books, but we don't talk about other books sometimes. So I started writing book reviews for the local paper, and I started writing for free. And that's a tip for people. If you do what you love and love what you do, it'll always work out. So I started writing just book reviews for the local paper, and that went well. And I developed a really good friendship with one of the kind of country papers. And it was published by a woman, which is still kind of unique. And she had a radio show. And she asked me one Saturday, her car was not working. And she asked me one Saturday to fill in for her. And I told her, I said, well, I've never done radio before. She said, oh, Valder, but you have the perfect voice for radio. And I said, I can do that for you. And the radio station was close to me. So I filled in for her one Saturday. The call-ins and the response shot through the roof. I did her show, and it was such a success that following week when I spoke with her, she said, you know what, Valder? She said, that show was meant for you. I said, excuse me? She said, you know, the radio station just went phenomenal because you did my show, and it turned out, she said, I can always get another show. She said, I want you to have my show. And she gave me her show.
Now, Valder, let me stop you a minute, because you have hit two very powerful, I like to call them learning points. And one, that idea that many times you have to do something for nothing to get your foot in the door. If you think about it, if you hadn't done the book reviews, you may not have been in place to meet the lady with the radio station with the program. And so I like to share that with our young people, because many times I work with young people and there's this idea that I got to get paid for everything I do. I don't want anybody to take advantage of me. So often, just getting the experience and being in the door is so important. We often say, you know, if you're not at the table, you're not in the deal, but you got to get in the room to get at the table. Being an intern, working for free, especially when you're doing something you love, that can often create a vibration that attracts other things into your space. The second learning point is, you were ready. You know, when the opportunity came, you were ready. And when I say you were ready, one, the lady knew that you were ready, even though you may not have thought about it yourself, but in her relationship with you, in her communication with you, she had confidence that you could handle it. And then you were ready. You, in preparing yourself, and I think that may be just that sense of excellence. George Frazier was, I was interviewing him one day, and he was saying how it was so important to always be the best at whatever you do. And I think that came through. So that's that second learning point, to you be ready and the universe will take care of the rest. Wow.
That's right. And your journey unfolds as you go along. And I like to tell young people, every job you do has value for the next job. The things that I did in the writing column, I was already educated, but when I started writing, you know, you're forced to be better than you were before. And so the writing turned into speaking. And in speaking, you know, I can pull back on my writing. I know when to end the sentence. I know when to quote in the sentence. All of that played an important part. I consider my writing practice for free. Mm-hmm. So now I get paid.
That is just so powerful, because it sounds like it was really meant to be. But as you started out with it, you got into that broadcast area. Did you encounter any obstacles or things that slowed you down, or things that you had to overcome?
It does. Still encountering those obstacles 20 years later. No cultural obstacles. And I would like to say cultural obstacles are being a woman in broadcast or things like that. That wasn't my fight. My fight is a business fight. My fight is sponsors and advertisers. That becomes my obstacle. To show people that you know, the quality of people that I'm attracting, those are the people that you want to advertise, and those are the people that you want to get to. That becomes my obstacles and my challenge. And also, too, being the CEO of a company, I, once again, you've heard this story probably, you have to wear a lot of hats. I have to be the producer sometimes, or I have to be the booker sometimes. I can do all the jobs in my company. I really can, because I have to be able to watch how other people do the jobs, and I have to make sure that they do the job. Mm. And I have a small company, but I have quite a few roles in my company. I have a book review editor. I have a booker. I have producers. I have a publicist. I have an advertising person. I have to know my job in order for them to do their job, because I've had people who come into my company and they didn't do their job very well. And I have to be able to spot that.
Now, that's another good learning point. You got to know it enough to be able to communicate to somebody else what you need and what they have to do. Oprah said, you can't show what you don't know. And I guess many times when we assume people know stuff, and once they get in the position, they don't. And so, as you said, you have to wear many hats. You have to do a little bit of everything so that you can put a team together. And I think that's another good learning point, Valda, because so many of us in many areas, almost like lone rangers, you have to have a certain, I guess it's a certain vibration to attract the team and to attract people to work with you. And clearly, you have a great team in place.
I'm very, very blessed. People I've attracted, they're great at what they do, and they get better. They want to do it with me. That's the thing that's so exciting, that they want to be a part of me, a part of what I am trying to build, because I'm a very good CEO. And when I say good CEO, I believe in sharing the wealth. I believe in sharing the success. It's not about me. And I do understand that. In the beginning, I didn't, but I know now, as I've gone along and trekked this road for 20 years, this is way bigger than me, Dr. Harris, what I do. Yes. I am helping people, or giving people the opportunity to see things differently in life. Simple as that. I present the great talents like you and Dr. Phil and all these other people, and it's a place for them to see something different, and they make the choice in their life.
We're going to take a little pause for the cause, and when we come back, I'd love to have you let people know how they can contact you and tune in your program. But before I go there, you've interviewed so many celebrities, so many people over the years. Is there any one person that, you know, really stands out as a, you know, for you or for your audience, that really seemed to have that, you know, that click, that turning point, that thing that afterwards you said, wow, we just made a breakthrough?
I say that every day. You know, people call me I get to talk to people, and I think you saw it in my media kit, from all over the planet. I'm going, like, somebody in South Africa knows about the Valda Beebe Show? This is just incredible. So I'm always wowed by the people, but I'm wowed by the personal information that people change. And I'll share this with you before we go to break. Jack Canfield is a person I interviewed early on. I've interviewed him a couple of times. As you know, he's the creator for Chicken Soup for the Soul. So I had read his book, some of his books, and then I got an opportunity to interview him in person. And he told me something I always use. He said, this is what he said. He said, Valda, don't be wowed by anybody. He said, everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. And so what he was telling me is, don't be smitten by the fame of the people I would get to interview in the future. And that's helped me very much, because I've interviewed Bishop T.D. Jakes. I've interviewed interviewed Patti LaBelle. I mean, the list is so incredible. And I'm not wild. I can do my job. And that is advice I just thank Jack Canfield for all the time.
Well, now that's a heavy learning point. All right, Valda, we're going to take a little pause for the cause, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get 2 free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now we're back with our great, great, great guest, Valda Beebe. Valda, maybe you could share with our listeners your website and your contact information to learn more about you and what you're doing.
I would love to do that. I make it really easy. If you are not in a broadcast area for the Valda Beebe Show, you can go to simply valdabeebeshow.com and you can see my podcast there. We call it On Demand. You can look at what you want, when you want, how you want, but also Google me. And I'll come up in all kinds of platforms on all types of people's sites because our content is syndicated to other sites.
Okay. So the Valda Beebe Show. Great, great. So I was looking at some of your literature. You said your show is a new kind of spiritual talk show. How'd you come up with that idea? And what did you really want to accomplish with that? A new kind of spiritual talk show.
Well, I think it is because I've watched a lot of religious TV and I've watched a lot of talk TV. I've watched it all. And I don't think I fit into any of those because I'm not here. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a minister. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a person on a journey just like everyone else. But I have such an infusion. I understand religion. I understand church. I'm a church girl. I understand pain that people have experienced. So I am here simply to present people like you or whoever I interview. I'm here to present that person, that topic, that information, and it's up to how people absorb it. I'm not here to make you believe what I'm telling you. That's not my job. So I think that makes me a new kind of spiritual talk show. I'm not here to be a purveyor of religion. That's somebody else's job. I'm not here to be the purveyor of a certain type of new thought. People have to go out and make those decisions for themselves. I just simply present the best people on the planet to share words of power. And I know words are powerful. And that's what I do. That's why I consider it a new kind of spiritual talk show.
Well, that is such a, you might say, an interesting concept because it seems right now that it's so needed that there's a hunger for it. And, you know, to be able to put it on, you might say, the major broadcast platforms is powerful. Now, when you started down this path, were the stations, were, you know, the people who kind of control the market, were they open and receptive to it?
No, because I was doing podcasts before podcasts were called podcasts. So I still call it On Demand. You know, for me, my inner spirit, and for me, that's my voice of God. I was just to do the work. And that's all I do as I do the work. You guys, and this is not arrogant. I'm just going to say it like this. The world has now caught up with me. Like I said, I was doing podcasts. I was doing satellite from my home studio before they even had satellite on Good Morning America.
I remember that.
Yeah. I'm just doing the work because I'm just following the lead of God. And it's been such a success for me. And it's not the kind of success that maybe the world will measure as success. I have such a good life, Dr. Harris, from following the instructions that God has given me. I kid you not, my life is so good, sometimes I want to slap me because I don't believe it's my life.
Wow.
You know.
Well, you know, Valda, I think I like to call it the being in the flow. And that, you know, God, consciousness, the world evolves like a great river. And we are in that river and we can either go with the flow and use the river to help take us where we want to go, or we can fight the flow, you know, as some people do, or we can not even have an agenda at all, just go wherever life's fortunes takes us. So that's a beautiful thing that you've gotten to that point. And when you look at where you are now and you, I guess, turn your sights toward the future, where do you go from here?
I contemplate that all the time. My current thing is I see kind of where God is sending me is to help other people sell their products. I've gotten several endorsements to sell products, and these are other people's products. And because I've gotten good at my job, I'm excellent at what I do. And so I've told you in the beginning, I want to help other people. So a small manufacturing company made a deal with me. They have this thing called My Phone Pouch. And it's a pouch that you put your phone in and you tuck it in your waistband. And that way you don't lose your phone and you can carry it and you can bike and you can walk and all those kind of things. And they contacted me and they told me that they wanted me to rep their product. And I said, why would you choose me to rep your product? I said, I have a show. I said, it's been around for a long time, but it's not, you know, a Good Morning America or anything like that. And that's not what I'm striving for. They told me they wanted, because they had did their homework. They loved the content that I produced. They loved the way I produced it. And they loved the people that I attracted. And so they wanted to partner with me in that aspect to rep their product. So I took them on, and I'm hoping that that'll be a success for me. Another company contacted me. It's a credit repair company. They said, we'd love to be a part of what you have. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, really? They say, yeah, we've done our homework. We've watched you, and we know that you reach the people that we want to reach. So they created a whole campaign just for me to help them help other people. It's a really good company. It's called Credit Help USA. It's a really good company. I used it before I decided to represent it because I'm really, really interested in the company being a quality company. Mm-hmm. And so though that's what I'm doing in the future. That looks like what God has planned for me. Then also, I must say that Google approached me. Mm-hmm. Google comes on my show every Friday. Now, usually shows pay companies like Google to have that spot on there. Google asked me to partner with them. And I said, you sure you got the right little show now? I said, you know, I reach baby boomers. 89.9% of my audience is baby boomers, women around the nation. They said, you are the company that we would love to be a part of.
Wow.
So I'm just open to what God has for me.
But, you know, Valda, as you were sharing that, I think the focus, that life lesson is that you perfected your craft. And you did the best. You were the best at being you, and did your very best. That pursuit of excellence. And I think when a person does that, when you do that, you create a vibration. And under that law of attraction, you start to attract things that complement your vibration. So what you're really saying is an excellent, you might say, application of the law of attraction. That you became what you wanted, and you began to attract the things that will help you move on to greater heights.
I wish we had a long time to talk about this, because you are so right, Dr. Harris, because I had to emerge as the person I am today. And through hard work and perseverance and dropping the habits of anger and being mad and all those negative traits, they eventually dropped off when I brought in the good traits of kindness and love and sharing. And so emerged is a person that they're listening to today. And you're right, that attracted what I needed and what I desired in my heart.
You know, now that, and it shows, you know, when I look at your Facebook page and just, you know, knowing you over the years, it truly shows that radiance. But, you know, I think underlying you're saying that you had to go through a personal transformation, that you didn't just wake up one day and like, aha. But maybe you could just talk a little bit about that transformation from where you were to become the person that you are now, changing those things that needed to be changed. And how did you know you needed to change, or what you needed to change?
And you're right. It's that aha thing that you say to yourself, I want to change, because you have good sense. You know the things you're doing don't make any sense. And you know that. And you say, aha, I want to change. Change does not happen like that. You have to work for change. God had told me you had spent your whole life being the way that you are. This is going to take a journey. Mm-hmm. And a journey it is. And it's like anything. You have to work on it a piece at a time. How did I know I needed to change? And I have to credit my husband. He would always tell me, you are so negative. And I would say, like, I am not negative. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just a realist. I just see things how they really are. And he would always come back with, you're being so negative. And I really didn't feel I was being negative. And after him continually saying this over the years, I started to change. Because I didn't want to hear that. Because yes. I never thought I was being negative. Because I was a person that could look at a situation and I could tell you how I saw it in reality. he would always say, that's so negative. And so I worked and I worked. And I think you met me when I went to the School of New Thought Unity.
Yes.
That was
yes.
a big, that change, that gave me momentum to change. I had never been around a school of thought like Unity. But it was a part of my destiny. And I have to, if I got a minute, I'll say, this is how I found Unity, or Unity found me. I was looking in the newspaper. This is when people read the newspaper. I was looking in the newspaper and I saw this little ad called Entertaining Angels. Mm-hmm. And it was a class that was being held at Unity. And I had never heard at Unity, even though I had read the Daily Word. I didn't know that was the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read this little ad. The next day I called about the class. They told me the class was free. You can come to the class. And they told me where the class was. And the class was in a place that I had been passing for years. I never saw the place. So I went to this first class at Unity, and I was on the path. I read Ernest Holmes. I read about the founders of Unity. I was so hungry. I fed myself so much. I learned to walk the labyrinth. I learned to read the Daily Word with a new perspective. And that began my change.
You know, Val, the Unity has changed so many people. You know, as you were sharing that, I studied with Eric Butterworth. And
oh, I love reading him.
Eric was one of those turning points in New York. I was there every Sunday. And when I wrote, one of my early books was a book called The Thoughts for Success. And he gave his blessings. And, you know, Unity sells a lot of our books, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. But I was there every Sunday listening. And you would be amazed. So many, Reverend Ike was heavily influenced by Unity. When he went through the transformation from being a Baptist minister with Bishop Washington in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, to being kind of a rebel minister in Boston. And when he studied under Unity principles, it gave him a whole new perspective, because I guess one of the thoughts is unity, that there is one mind, that there's one consciousness, and everything sort of fits into that. And so I think Unity has done a lot for all of us, but that's very powerful. And that formed the foundation for so many of our changes. So now, thank you for sharing that, Donna.
Well, thank you so much for understanding. And also, too, to me, Unity feeds in for my life. It feeds in when the student's ready, the teacher will show up. Unity showed up. Remember I told you, Unity was down the street from my church. I had passed this place so many times, and I never saw it.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it manifested, because it was time. It was my time.
You know, that right there. And, you know, we're going to do another show, because I can see right now there are paths that we can discuss that really, I think, can open people up, because many people are searching. You know, so many folks are searching, and many times the answers, as you say, you pass by the church every day. So often, many times the answer is right there. We just have to see it from another perspective. There has to be some seed of awareness that gets our attention and makes us look at it and say, wow, okay, let me check this out. Val, I have enjoyed this today, and we're going to do another interview, because I can tell we have such a harmonic relationship, you know, similar thoughts, similar feelings, similar concepts. So as we wrap up, is there any advice you would like to give our listeners? And I think many of our listeners, I have a similar demographic. I was looking at yours, and my audience is about 80% female and many baby boomers. Is there any advice that you'd like to give our listeners that, you know, who are on the path, that can help them get to where they need to go?
Well, I don't do advice, but I do inspiration. And if I could inspire the audience, you know, the feelings, and this is from experience, being mad, being angry, being sad, not speaking to people, doing all of those negative things. I believe at the end of our life, when we get to heaven and you get to look back, we're going to be very, very sad about that. We're going to be sad about the time that we wasted being mad, being angry, being sad, not talking to people. It's a waste of time, people, let me tell you. So instead of having those feelings, take them and turn them into joy and happiness and smiles and laughters and good thoughts and good feelings and good words and praises. Just don't do the negative. Spend your time on the positive.
Well, Val, I can't think of a more powerful ending to our program. Thank you so much for being on the Millionaire Mentorship Show. We're going to definitely do another show in the near future. And listen, you just keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to stay plugged in.
Thank you for inspiring me.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. If you would like more information about how you may become a millionaire, text the word millionaire, that's MILLIONAIRE, to 58885. That's 5-888-5 to get more information and a special gift. Folks, be sure to go to our website, www.herbertharris.com, for more information about our program and products that can change your life. And I'd love to learn about some of your challenges, some of your victories, and send an email to me at herbert@herbertharris.com and share some of the things that are going on in your life and ask any questions you may have. And for sending that email, I'll be sure to send you a Wealth Building, Four Principles of Wealth Building audio. Our closing affirmation comes from our 12 Affirmations to Live By poster, and it says, I think positively with understanding and faith that I can accomplish my goals and realize my purpose. I'll say that again. I think positively with understanding and faith that I can accomplish my goals and realize my purpose. Your assignment for today is, let's talk about your vision. For all of you who have our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, read chapter 3, The Law of Vision. And let me tell you something, folks. Once you read chapter 3, make a decision to go for it. I'd love to hear from you on how these assignments are helping you, and that's herbert@herbertharris.com. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our habits, and our associations. So choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, and lift you up to help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. You are now tuned into the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on the Shiny Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week, folks, and tune in at any time to hear the Millionaire Mentorship Show with thoughts that can change your life.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.